Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we get started, I just have to open with some of the BS, ridiculous behavior we have seen over the last 24 days, and especially over this last weekend with all this anti-Jewish sentiment, these protests, these threats. Apparently there have been threats against American Jews on campus. And I just have to start by saying, stop the crap. Stop it. In fact, I think it would be a lot more constructive for those of you that want to target Jews to maybe turn around and help get the hostages out. We have hostages in Gaza, American, Israeli, from multiple countries, stuck in Gaza right now. And where's all the protests? I mean, all the sentiment, all this effort is going to blaming Jews and vilifying them and scaring them. I mean, look at what happened in Cornell on campus. I don't want to read some of these posts, but they describe eliminating Jewish living from Cornell, calling Jews very bad slurs, saying, I will stab you and slit your throat. Where's all the hatred towards the terrorists that took hostages? Why are people going after college student Jews? It makes no sense. And you heard what happened at this airport where in Russia, a mob in Russia ransacked an airport yesterday looking for people who they thought would have been Jewish coming off a plane in Israel. This isn't a movie about the Holocaust. This is happening right now in 2023. Meanwhile, we have hostages who are being either starved or tortured or raped away from their homes, not to mention all the bloody mayhem that happened preceding it and can be continuing to occur. And where's the outrage? We have American bases being attacked, and it's headline after headline of people who want to find Jews. What the hell is going on over here? I mean, this problem can be solved a lot quicker. We don't have to be on day 24 of this Israel-Hamas war. This can be solved almost instantaneously. There are good people in Palestine that can say, we don't want Hamas as our leader anymore. Hamas, you're out. And Palestine could elect a new government. They could make sure that Hamas gets turned over or leaves, and they can help free the hostages. Now, if Hamas is holding Israel, the Gaza, under all that control, then we need to free Palestine from Hamas. I don't want any innocent people being under any torturous rule. But this could be solved overnight. The people of Palestine and Gaza could hand over the hostages and hand over Hamas and get new leadership. There's leadership in other countries that don't take hostages and don't kill and behead babies and then put them in harm's way. We're told that one of the Hamas headquarters is under a hospital. Well, if I lived in Palestine, I would be telling Hamas to get the hell out. I know it's not that easy. But I wouldn't want to know that there was a terrorist cell or network under a hospital that could be a target from another terrorist organization, from Israel, even though Israel tries not to, knows, is aware and tries not to hit these and does the best they could. And this last hospital hit, even the Pentagon said it was an aberrant jihad Islamic State rocket that hit, it was within that territory that hit that hospital. But honestly, I am just blown away at how long this is going on. Hostages are there, and we see all this effort. We see American congresspeople, you know, talking about, well, ceasefire and anti-Israel this, and, you know, it's simpler. You don't have to be anti-Israel. You don't have to be anti-Semitic. You don't have to be anti-Palestine. I think we could all unify on this. Get Palestine free from Hamas rule. Have Palestinians, help Palestinians overthrow Hamas. Help Palestinians get those hostages back to Israel and back to America. Now, if the Palestinian people don't want to do that, well, then that's on them. But if there's innocent individuals there that do not want to be run by Hamas and do not want to be a part of what Hamas did, beheading children, raping, killing, attacking, multiple threats, this is something I think we all could work together on. It's day 24. The hostages need to come home. Can everybody stop their rhetoric, stop their anti-Semitism, stop their hate, and just focus on the problem at hand? A group of militants, a large group, and now multiple others are attacking a country, attacking innocent individuals. It's not on a battlefield where everyone's like, okay, we're going to have war and, you know, a countdown of five. No, they attacked innocent individuals. They stole individuals. They have them hostage. They have them captive. We get them back. This should be a unified response. The UN should have been on top of this 24 days ago. And instead, they're talking about vacuums. They're talking about the people who are controlling Palestine right now is Hamas. Nobody else. Well, maybe Iran. Those in Palestine need to reject that and say, get these hostages back home. Get away from us. Don't be shooting at us. Don't be using us as shields. And let us live in peace. There was peace until October 7th. Now it's all a mess. And so, sadly, we are going to continue to see these threats, these death threats against Jews on our soil. Nobody should stand for it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Joseph's Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So this weekend, we found out on Saturday that Matthew Perry, who we well know and long loved as Chandler Bing on Friends, had passed. He was apparently in his hot tub, and initial reports said he had drowned. Then it was reported as an accidental drowning. And so, of course, multiple rumors had surfaced. My first thought was heart attack. sadly, 54 years old with the health history that he had. I was I was watching one of the Friends episodes just a day or two prior going, you know, I hope he's doing okay. You know, I've seen some pictures of him. I hope he's doing okay. Yeah, I was a little worried about him. And you know, every now and then I'll kind of post online, you know, things that I think stars should do. And I was worried about his heart. And I was like, I hope he's okay. You know, you do, because you just know. And even in some of the episodes of Friends, you saw him go through the phases. Matt Perry had even joked about how he doesn't remember season 3 through season 7 of Friends. And because he was, you know, going through, drugs and rehab and things like that. And so, you know, him being able to overcome has had been, such a positive light for many people who have addiction, who have needed to go through rehab. And so, you know, seeing one of their favorite actors growing up went through that and was able to be successful. Matt, you know, there's hope. And so when he died, this sent shockwaves across all generations. You know, Suzanne Somers had just passed. But many of the millennials and Gen Zs don't know her. You know, when Olivia Newton-John passed, you know, that hit me hard. Michael Jackson passing, Whitney Houston passing. But this, because Gen Z, millennials, Generation Alpha, have all been watching these Friends episodes that have been going on and on, which, by the way, is almost at their 30-year anniversary. Next year would be their 30-year anniversary. The reruns are so pervasive that everybody knows who Chandler Bing is. And he was also in, you know, The Whole Nine Yards and multiple other movies, but he's most known, Emmy-nominated, for his role on Friends. So the latest update is the autopsy has been done, but toxicology results are pending. From what we understand, the coroner said the body can be released, I guess, to the family for them to prepare burial and memorials. But the toxicology report right now is pending, and they say any formal report is going to be deferred. So they're waiting on that. I caution everybody with their, you know, Dr. Google background to hold off on speculation. Many individuals who have overcome what he's overcome may have certain medications in their system that are used for anxiety or for sleep or to cope with things. And so do I think he OD'd? No, I don't, and it's not for us to surmise. Let him have this privacy as he's entering heaven. But it's obviously a concern, and people want to know why. And why do they want to know? Is it because it's Matt Perry? Is it because, you know, he was Chandler Bing? Or is it because they sit in a hot tub, happy, relaxing? Some of them might get a little stoned on pot. And they want to make sure it doesn't happen to them. When somebody you know and you attach to and connect with, like many people did with Chandler, you know, he wasn't the cool Joey. He was the guy that was a little geeky, so he overcompensated with humor, but then he still got Courtney Cox. And so, yeah, again, it gave hope to the class clowns of America that you could still get married and, you know, find the woman of your dreams if that's what you want. But when people looked at what happened to him, you know, it starts to make you reflect on your own lethality and your own mortality, and it makes you nervous. I mean, trust me, you know, he's 54 years old. Okay, I'm not that far behind. Yeah, that made me a little nervous. His last post on Instagram, if I could pull it up, was a little eerie. He was in the jacuzzi, possibly the same seat that he sat in, looking across, I think, the L.A. Valley, because this happened in L.A., and you see him just calm, relaxed. He had a fascination with Batman, and so he called himself Batman, and he actually, in his pool, had a Batman light signal put in. But his last post on Instagram was, oh, so warm water swirling around makes you feel good? I'm Batman. And I'm not exactly sure why the question mark. People are trying to read into this, and but, you know, when you see what looks like a perfectly alive, happy, healthy human sitting there finding out he was found dead. It shakes, it rattles your faith, and it shakes you up. And, you know, somebody had asked, you know, why are they talking about him and they're not giving, you know, other celebrities that have died the attention? You know, what was so amazing about Matt Perry? And I said it's because we all connected. There is not one generation that doesn't know who Friends are and who Chandler Bing was. And so it does hit home. And when one creepy headline I saw was Matt Perry is the first to die of the Friends group. And even though that's a truthful statement, you know, you start to worry about this kind of jinx that sometimes happens. I was talking to Bruce Boxleitner, who was a part of, he was with Jerry Doyle on Babylon 5. And when Jerry Doyle died, I talked to Bruce, and he said, what's happening? Everyone's leaving. You get nervous when people of a sitcom start to leave. And I don't know if he's the last remaining member of Babylon 5. I don't think so. But, you know, there's this sort of myth that in sitcoms, when one goes, others start to go. And it does. It makes people nervous. So we'll get more information. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it was cardiac related. You know, he went through a lot. He had a previous gastric perforation. We talked about 4 years prior. 4 years prior, he said he was near death. And apparently he had a perforation in his GI tract. He was treated in Los Angeles. And this was, he had to have surgery. He underwent emergency surgery at an L.A. hospital. It was repaired. And that was 4 years ago. He had been open with his Vicodin use, alcohol, anti-inflammatories. If you take anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs, that can all, you know, cause issues with your GI tract. But he had talked about in multiple interviews how he had been, you know, on death's door before. And so seeing him survive all that was, you know, God wants him here. God wants him here to make us laugh. Well, now I guess God wants him in heaven. So may he rest in peace. As soon as we get any more information, we'll let you know. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, guys. Hi, Damon. But you know what? That show, if you haven't seen it, I got to tell you, it is fantastic. There's been a lot of criticism of Friends because some of the things on there are politically incorrect these days. And, you know, Chandler, I mean, and for me, the reason why I kind of connected to the Friends show is because it was on in the 90s. Now, I didn't have time to watch it. I didn't watch Friends a lot in the 90s because I was in medical school. And I was, I didn't have time for any sort of TV. But I watched reruns. And in fact, when I was giving birth to one of my sons, one of the Friends reruns was on. And Friends always apparently was huge with reruns. And I remember one of the episodes, it was, I guess, when Rachel had gotten pregnant with Ross and there was a videotape. And so, you know, I'm still in labor waiting to deliver. My mom's in the room and there's kind of that scene, right, where they're watching the videotape. And I'm like, wait a second, what's going on here? And my mom's looking at it like, oh, let's shut it off because I didn't want, you know, my mom to see stuff like that. But I mean, that was like raunchy. The show was raunchy at the time. Now, oh my gosh, I mean, you can't watch a TV show without there being cuss words. But, you know, it's rough. It's really, really rough when, you know, the people you connect with, stars, drugs, unfortunately, can wreak havoc on your body and can take years off your life. And even if you do overcome, which we hope you do, and you become clean, you know, we do need to watch you closely. Watch your heart, watch your liver, watch your kidneys, just to make sure that you are still at as close to 100% as possible. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers strike is over after just over 6 weeks as the union has reached a tentative agreement with GM following prior agreements with Stellantis and Ford. The new Speaker of the House says a standalone funding bill for Israel will go on the House floor this week. The Biden administration is proposing a combined $100 billion aid package that includes both Israel and Ukraine. A top White House official says there's a real risk of the Israel-Hamas war becoming a wider conflict. President Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone yesterday to discuss efforts to locate and free the more than 220 hostages. Red Cross International Committee Director General Robert Mardini said 6 trucks of aid arrived in Gaza on Friday. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as you guys know, I love my pets. I got dogs. I got cats. And sometimes it's not easy, you know, especially when, you know, they pass or they need surgery. But I got to tell you, I think these animals are lifesavers. And a dog actually saved his Texas teenage owner from a life-threatening stroke. The dog was able to spot this. This happened in Spring, Texas. And a teenage boy, 17-year-old Gabriel Silva,
who was a healthy soccer player, no signs or symptoms of any medical issues, experienced an arterial dissection, which is the splitting of the lining of a wall. So the vessel gets torn, and there becomes two lanes for the blood to go. The blood then gets blocked because it's not a true artery. It's a splitting of a wall, and then you could lose consciousness and die. Earlier that morning, the family's border collie Axel woke up Silva's mother and stepfather by jumping on their bed at around 5 a.m. And the mom said he was really agitated and excited. He had both paws on his chest, kind of like he was making sure I was awake and to alert me to whatever was happening downstairs. When her husband took the dog downstairs, assuming he had to go potty, Axel led them towards the 17-year-old's bedroom instead. That's where he found their son, who was trying to communicate that something was wrong. But because he had had a stroke, his speech was slurred, his vision was impaired, he couldn't walk or feel his right side. So, husband tried to get Gabriel to grip his hand, he couldn't, so they called 911. He didn't have the facial drooping. Again, you don't always have to have that. You know, any blurred vision, weakness, inability to communicate, slurred speech, we assume is a sign of a stroke until proven otherwise. So they actually took him to the closest emergency room. Doctors began treating him with blood thinners. They did scans and tests. Then he was transferred to Memorial Hermann, Texas Medical Center, where an angiogram revealed that the teen had experienced a dissection of the artery. They say that normally happens through trauma, like a car accident, but in Gabriel's case, it was just spontaneous. No explanation. There was no blood clot, no cholesterol issue. They did a whole bunch of tests, could not find an explanation. Following the diagnosis, his artery had to be given a chance to reconnect. Blood thinners helped to reduce the potential of further damage, but the damage that was done is done, and the stroke has affected his communication center in his brain, has impacted his speech. He was also unable to walk at first due to losing control of his right side, but they started therapy sessions, and they're trying to regain as much functionality as possible. He even had to relearn the alphabet. So currently, today, we're being told by Fox News that Gabriel is showing significant improvement, is able to walk again within a week of the stroke, was just released from physical therapy on Thursday. He's in occupational therapy and speech therapy. Speech is still a challenge, but he's making definite progress. And Silva says, I'm ready to go back to school and ready to play soccer again. He's currently raising money to go on a mission trip to the UK with his church next summer. And he's long wanted to go to Texas A&M and become a civil engineer. So this is it's a happy story, bittersweet story, but wow. Look at this dog, this border collie. And I got to tell you, I've always told my kids, and I've told you this, never underestimate the intelligence of an animal. You know, I will tell stories of how, you know, my cat was able to tell me what happened to the other cat. And they're like, no, you're just reading into that. And I'm like, no, I was looking for Bake, shake and bake, Talladega Nights, shake and bake. And I didn't know where Bake was. I'm like, Bake. You know, and Shake was up on the balcony area looking at me, and he cries, and then he moves his head towards the exact room. And apparently Bake got into the garage. And so Bake was in the garage the whole time. And I wouldn't have known that because if the other cat didn't tell me. These animals are so smart. Now, and I look at my animals as lying around all day doing nothing. Now, sadly, the night my cat got attacked by a coyote in the middle of the night, or actually I think it happened earlier, but I think the cats found out about it. And one of my cats was desperately trying to wake me up in the middle of the night. I'm like, what is your problem? I gave you eats. Leave me alone. And I fell back asleep. And I didn't know that the cat had died earlier that night. And they had heard about it, you know, from the other cats outside. And then a neighbor found it, and nobody told us. And so we had put up signs saying our cat was missing. We thought maybe the cat, you know, was roaming around and got to another house. Because it was a rescue cat. The cat liked to roam, but would always be home by 7 p.m. to hang out with me and go to bed and sleep with us. For a nocturnal cat, she'd always sleep with us all night long. And then finally, 5 days later, the person who had originally found her said, look, you know, my husband didn't know who you were, was worried, you know, because there was just a number, didn't want me me to call because I thought you were a stranger, but I think it's your cat that we saw, and the cat died 5 days ago. And I was like, thank you. I appreciate you letting us know. Yeah, also, I think the neighborhood was getting sick of me calling, you know, for Snowball, right, every single night. That somebody's like, could you please tell her the cat's gone? Because I didn't know. And they had cleaned up the cat already, the landscapers or whoever in the house. Apparently these coyotes come into the neighborhood, come into your backyard. There's a park in our development, and people said they see coyotes there, and it got, you know, one of my cats. But the fact that the other cat was trying to wake me up to tell me something was wrong, which means you need to listen to them. How many times have we heard animals find people's cancer? There was one lady who said that her dog kept licking her breast. And she's like, what are you doing? Get off of me. Get off my chest. Get off of me. And it turned out that she had breast cancer on that side. I believe these stories. I really do. I think dogs pick up tumors and pick up things so much quicker than us. Why? Because we're distracted. We're distracted with what's on Netflix, we're distracted by our phones, we're distracted by work, we're distracted by bills. All dogs have to do is look around. Maybe they'll play a ball and they'll get distracted by that. But for the most part, their job is to protect the owner and to detect if something's different. When something's different, they tell you. My husband had a friend, one of his best friends. And my husband also had a standard poodle. His parents did. And whenever his best friend Mark would come to the house, that dog would just bark viciously. And the dog isn't vicious. The dog would be nice to me. The dog would be nice to everybody. But something about Mark, they never understood why he would bark at him like that. He liked the dog. He was good with dogs. It was an angel. Well, a year or two later, turned out he ended up getting a brain tumor and passing from that. So these animals can pick stuff up. And I want to depress you guys. So, you know, yesterday was National Cat Day. And I don't know how my cats knew, but they knew. Because they were all bugging my head. They were like, where's more treats? I'm not going to give you more treats. You're overweight. And they definitely wanted extra love yesterday. And, you know, give it to them. But listen, there's a lot of clues these animals give you. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, a 17-year-old having a stroke, having an arterial dissection, that's frightening as heck. I get it. I am blown away that something like that would happen. But it does. And you as a parent, you know, always call 911. You know, understand the signs of stroke, weakness on one side of the body, loss of balance, numbness on one side of the body, slurred speech, vision issues, headache, facial droop. You know, and if you, if you need the acronym, it's FAST, facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and T, time to call 911. BFAST is a newer version of it, meaning balance and eye changes, such as loss of vision. But a lot of symptoms of stroke can be also attributed to that, like headache, immediate mood changes, and more. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guys, we are back. Talk to Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this was a few months ago, and I wanted to talk about it then. I was at a restaurant, and I guess there was a family who was meeting some extended family at the restaurant that the kids had never met before. So there's like an uncle and a grandma or grandpa or something that the child has never met. Some older middle-aged individuals. And I see the mom tell little Johnny or whatever, go give them a hug. Now, Johnny is about 2 or 3 and goes, no, and holds on to mommy. And mom's like, no, this is your uncle so-and-so, this is your aunt, whatever, go give them a hug. Kid's like, no. The dad is like, come on, this is family, go give them a hug. So this kid reluctantly, walks over, has to give them a hug. And, yeah, it's awkward. It's awkward for the people who are about to receive the hug because they know this kid doesn't want anything to do with them and is now going to wipe boogers on them. It's awkward for the parents because the parents feel like, oh my gosh, my kid is rude. I'm doing bad parenting. And it's very awkward for all of us in the restaurant that see all that. Like, if the kid doesn't want to hug the strangers, don't make the kid hug the strangers. Right? Common sense. And I'm no expert on parenting, but I think there's a lot of things we do unavoidably that our parents did that might not necessarily be very practical now. And the problem is nobody teaches parents how to parent. How many people go to a parenting class? Maybe if it's court ordered. But the average parent, we don't go to classes. We use what our parents did. We'll either use that as a barometer to do the exact opposite or to do the exact. We'll see what our friends are doing. We might ask for advice. Patients gave me advice. One of my patients had 3 triplets. And she said, girl, when my girls act up in Walmart, I will just drop the cart. I don't care what aisle I'm in, how much full of crap is in it. I pull all 3 girls and I take them home and they get a whooping. And so you get, not that we're doing that anymore. We don't give whoopings anymore. But you basically pick up and then you start to kind of get your own way of parenting. So there's a few things I want to implore with all parents. So first and foremost, if your child doesn't want to touch somebody or get into their open space, get into their intimate space or whatever, don't make them do it. They could just say hi. You could ask the child privately, do you want to give him a hug? No. Tell them, look, if she might want to give you a hug, she might not. Some are huggy, some aren't. The average person does not want to be hugged by a kid that doesn't want to hug them. All right? So whatever, I don't know, century that started, right, in society, we don't have to perpetuate that. You don't have to force somebody to hug. Go give them a kiss. Go give, Uncle Bobby, or Aunt Bobby or whatever a kiss. If you don't want to go up to that person and feel the hair on their, lip because Aunt Sylvia never went for that upper lip wax, don't do it. You don't have to force them to go up and give people kisses anymore. All right? Don't tell a kid to go sit on somebody's lap. This isn't talked about, but when I was in medical school, we had a professor talk about how accidentally, when a family member did that, he unwittingly and uncontrollably got an erection. People don't need to have somebody on their lap when they don't want it. And it's, I don't think, appropriate for kids to have to do that if they don't want to. And it's definitely not appropriate for somebody else who isn't ready for that and doesn't want that. So let's stop this go sit on so-and-so's lap. Now, maybe what mom or dad are trying to do is get the kid to another family member so they can take a breather, but it just doesn't have to be. You can say, go over there or go play with so-and-so. So none of the lab things. Another thing that I think we really misstep as parents is we don't give kids responsibilities. So if you're busy and your kids are driving you crazy, mine have. What I used to do, which was wrong, is I'd say, go to daddy. So then I have to go to daddy, that would wake up daddy, because daddy was either playing video games or watching TV. And when they would hear go to daddy, that means daddy's up, dad's got to deal with them because I'm working on either dinner or work or with the patient or whatever I'm doing. Rather than that, give them a duty. Okay, I need you to help me. If a child does not want a chore, if a child does not want to help, they'll get the hell away. They won't mess with you. Now, you don't want that child to think that every time they come up to you, you're going to give them a chore. You don't want to do that. But if they want to be with you or whatever, give them something they could do. Give them something that they could participate in. Somebody will say, oh, but my kid is only 8. 8-year-olds were tending farm for decades. You need to, when you have a child, realize how bright they are. Don't give them power tools. Don't give them anything sharp. But if they have a kid rake and they want to help rake the leaves, let them do it. If they want to help sweep, let them do it. And you know what? You might give them a duty that really doesn't need to be done. So let's say you have a child that's driving you crazy. You're trying to get some work done. And there's the dog. You could say, all right, I need you to do something very special for me. Oh, what, mommy, what? Can you teach the doggy ABCs? Can you sing the ABC song to the doggy? Because I want the dog to learn the ABCs. Now the dog's like, huh? But the dog's all up in your business too. So give your child, you know, a duty of sing the ABC song to the dog. Yeah? Or help me set the table. Or can you grab me this? Kids want to know they have use. The one thing kids don't want to be are kids. They want to be grown-ups. We want to be kids. But kids want to be grown-ups. They want a partner. And that's why I treat them as such. Say, I need you to partner with me on this. I need an assistant. I need a first mate. I need somebody to help me. I need a scrub tech. And they'll help. My son was in the office after school. I made him help. I made him help. He gloved up and helped me. You know, it's as long as the patients were okay. The patient was my mom. And yeah, he helped assist on her little inner office surgery. Well, he didn't do it, but I made him feel like he did. So, you know, as a parent, I get we're not very, exact and precise with everything we do. But every now and then, read a parenting book. Read up on some of the advice. Talk to your medical provider about some things. Because many kids, it's not that they're the terrible twos or they're defiant or they have personality disorders or mental health disorders. Some do. Sometimes it's just you need to find what works for them. And telling them, no, 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 bad boy, bad girl, no, that doesn't work. Instead, say, no, we don't do this, but this is better. All right? Doing that is not good, but this is better. So do you want to do this better? This is what mommy does. And then they don't feel like they're in trouble. And then they can help mommy or they can help daddy. And the more your kids get hands-on, the more they know. One of our father friends was watching football, and his kid's running around, whatever. And he said, hey, what just happened over there? And he said, offsides. And I'm like, he knew that? He's like, I didn't know he knew that. They pick stuff up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.